This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. I'm 11 years old, and I know for a fact that Santa is real. All the kids at school have tried to prove me wrong for years, but I've learned to just ignore them because I see Santa Claus every single year, and he brings me lots of gifts. I just think that the kids in my class, they must not be good boys and girls because their parents have to fill in and pretend to be Santa. That's not what it is like for me, because ever since I can remember, actual Santa Claus has visited me each and every single Christmas Eve night. And I know for a fact that it's not my parents because they're always there helping Santa. So what happens is Santa comes into my room and always wakes me up by rubbing his special magic all over my body. And I wake up so excited from Santa's hands all over me. I know that he's putting so much magic all over my skin. And now that I'm a little older, I have a special Santa-inspired pajamas that my mom gave me. It's like all red. It's this like really pretty dress, but it's a short dress. And it has all this beautiful lace detail, and it's actually see-through. But it makes me feel like a grown-up. I love wearing it because it's especially for Santa, and he loves it too. So once I wake up, I'm so excited to see Santa Claus, and I always sit on his lap right away, and we hug, and he kisses me, and I do the same. I just love Santa. He's so warm and so big and fluffy. He always tells me how good of a girl I've been this year and how much he misses me every single year. And I miss him too. I wish Santa could come to my house every night. I tell him that all the time. But he does tell me that he's always watching, just like on the songs, just like the songs say. Because thanks to my parents, they set up a special Santa camera in my room that Santa and his elves can watch whenever they want. It's weird because Santa wanted one in my bathroom too, like in the shower, and even one that's like hidden inside the toilet bowl. I have no idea why he wants that, but who cares? Santa gets what he wants because it's Santa, duh. I mean, he's just the most magical man of all time. So in my house, Santa gets what he wants. So anyways, Santa has this magical wand inside of his pants, and he always puts it inside of my magical hole because it's the best way for him to know my Christmas wishes. So I always think really, really, really hard about all the wishes I want to come true while he uses his magical wand inside of me. And I concentrate really, really hard for him because I want him to fulfill all my wishes. And mommy and daddy, they're always in the room telling me how happy and proud they are. And daddy, he even films and records my magic Santa time. I'm so glad he does that, and he seems to really like doing it too. Sometimes Santa says he's having a hard time reading my mind, and I'm not concentrating hard enough, and he has to bounce me up and down to let the magic loose inside. Honestly, it's really, really fun. I mean, I hate that I'm not concentrating good enough, but I love when Santa bounces me up and down. It's really fun. And so for the past few years, Santa has given me special instructions to keep my magical hole prepped and ready for Christmas magic. So every night I show him in the Santa cam that's hidden in my room. I know where it's at. And I use one of the special toys he gives me, or my fingers. It makes time with Santa so much easier. I'll do anything for Santa, anything at all. I mean, Santa and my parents have taught me that, I mean, of course, like that thing down there I pee from, but most of all, it's for magic. And boys my age don't have magic yet, but when they grow up to be adults, they have very, very magical wands. Like my daddy has one too. So yeah, I have a very special magical hole, and I make sure that it's all ready for Santa because that's the most important night. And not only does Santa always bring me everything I want, he brings me even more things, things that I didn't know I needed and that I end up loving. He brings me special magical misfit toys. And oh my God, they are so fun. Like last year, I got this huge teddy bear that's like bigger than my body. And it has a special magical wand that looks just like Santa's. He said he made it special for me, and it's a replica of his magical wand. And oh my God, I love my teddy bear. Whenever I miss Santa, I make sure I'm in front of the camera and I hug my teddy bear and bounce on it just like I do with Santa. I love that teddy bear. I've had this one thing. Gosh, I think I've had it since I was like 6 years old. It's like one of those bouncy balls that you sit on and it has a handle and you bounce around everywhere. That one also has a magical wand, and I play on it like almost every day. It's so fun. It's just so fun to have the magic inside of me while I'm bouncing around. And then, oh my gosh, last year, Santa also brought me a special hairbrush so it can brush my hair, but the handle of it vibrates. And Santa showed me how good it feels around my magical hole, and it gives me special magical feelings. Like, I start getting the feelings that Santa gives me, where I get all the butterflies in my stomach and it just feels really, really good. That's the magic. I love that hairbrush. Oh my God. And then I've had this for a few years. He got me this special, like, oh my gosh, it looks like a little kitty collar, because Santa knows I love kitty cats. And so he got me a little collar that says Santa's Slut. I don't know what slut means, but it makes Santa happy, so I'm happy to wear it. And it has a little bell on it, like a little jingle bell. I love wearing it for Santa. Oh, and he got me, speaking of jingle bells, these are so cool. I swear Santa has the coolest misfit toys. So there are two things, and they have little jingle bells on them. And all I have to do is like open it up, and I put it on my like chest, and I have jingle bells on, and I can bounce up and down, and it jingles. Oh, I love those so, so much. I wear them every Christmas night for Santa. And he also got me this candy cane that's really big, but it's not a real candy cane. You can't eat it, but it vibrates and it feels really good in the magical hole. And again, it gives me all those special, special magical feelings that only Santa can bring me. And, you know, like I said, he knows I love kitty cats. It's my favorite animal ever. So what he got me, I've had this, oh my gosh, I think I got it in kindergarten, actually, but I still use it all the time. So it's this little like tail, a fuzzy kitty cat tail that's so cute. And all I have to do is stick it back there inside that magical hole and I can crawl around like a kitty cat with a tail. It's so special. Oh my gosh. See, I just love his misfit toys. You know, I love the toys that I want, but sometimes I love the misfit toys even more. But let me tell you, the best part about Christmas is I get so much of Santa's special milk. Oh my gosh, and Santa's special milk tastes like peppermint whipped cream. I swear, every year I can taste the peppermint and I love it so much. And I beg for it in my mouth because I just love the treat. But and Santa gives it to me in my mouth, of course, but he also sometimes puts it inside my magical holes. But I always scoop it out and put it in my mouth because I want it. I love Santa's special whipped cream. It's so, so good. I crave it all year long. Sometimes I whine to mommy and daddy that I want Santa's cream and they say, I have to wait till Christmas, blah, blah, blah. Ugh, but I just love it. So I get as much as I can on Christmas night. And so the way the night works, so me and Santa spend a lot of time together at first. And mommy and daddy, they are always in the room as well, watching, and they kiss each other. Oh, it's so sweet. I love watching my mommy and daddy kiss each other. And actually, mommy likes to sit on daddy's lap because she said that daddy has a special magical wand, like Santa Claus. It's not as magical as Santa, but it's still almost the same. And they look so happy that I'm with Santa and that I'm such a good girl. I love it. I love that special time with me and Santa and my mommy and daddy. And you know, sometimes I've gotten used to it because it seems to make Santa happy. And you know, I just want to be the best perfect girl for Santa. And he says that sometimes during the year I made mistakes, which makes me sad. But Santa gives me spankings. But he says I'm never on his naughty list. But sometimes he has to spank me several times to you know, make sure that I learn my lesson. And it always kind of makes me sad. But Santa, I love when he spanks me because I can tell it makes him very happy. And I just love the sting that it makes from his magical hands. And Santa, he always says he wants to eat his cookies and milk from between my legs instead of a plate, which I think it's always so silly to me, but I don't care. You know, Santa lives in the North Pole. They just do things different than there. He said sometimes they eat from places like that. And honestly, I don't even think he eats cookies, but his beard tickles so, so much. And he ends up just kissing me and just telling me that I'm the best cookie, that I have the best cookie to eat. And it makes me feel so special and so tingly. Oh, and then mommy and daddy make me drink a lot of milk, like a whole glass, because Santa likes me to pee the milk into his mouth. And I don't know, I've never seen my pee look white, but they say, they promise that it's milk that comes out if I drink a whole lot of it. And Santa really, really likes it. So whatever, it's whatever Santa wants. And then during our special time together, me and Santa, I just love Santa's magical wand even so much that I love to put it inside my mouth. I just want to just gobble it all up because it's that peppermint whipped cream that I want. I just need it. So I just suck on it really hard. And you know what Santa loves for me to do? It's so silly and funny. When I am on my knees and he's sitting in my bed, I put his magical wand in my mouth and it's all the way down as far as I can go. And he likes for me to tell him what I want for Christmas with his wand in my mouth. And so it sounds like this. He'll be like, okay, tell me what you want, sweet girl. And I'll be like, I want a present. And he just loves it. He loves it so much. And I always feel silly, but like I said, Santa always gets what he wants in my house. He's so magical and special. And it's anything to do with his magical wand and that peppermint whipped cream. I want it all the time. And I swear, I don't know how it happens, but every time I use my mouth on the balls that swing between his legs, they make jingle noises. It's so cool. So I like to lick and make a move a lot with my mouth. And he said it only happens when I use my mouth, like not my hands. So I will spend a lot of time licking those balls and it just makes a jingle bells and it's so pretty. I love it so much. And then I just take so much of Santa's milk. He likes to call it Santa's milk. I call it peppermint whipped cream. I take so many snacks of his whipped cream. I mean, it's just so much. He has so much to give me because he says I'm such a special girl and I will take all of it. And then, oh my God, the fun does not end. Santa always brings other people, other magical North Pole people, like his elves. Yes, I've met elves. Santa's elves. And let me tell you, they're not like the ones in the books and the movies. They're not really short and tiny. They're actually just look like regular people. And they wear the elf outfit, but they're not, you know, they're not little munchkin people. But they sometimes come in and they are so fun. Oh my God, we play the funnest games. Like last year, they brought in this little like this wall and it had a hole in it. And they said, I had to get on one side and then they stuck something through the hole and it was covered with whipped cream. And I just gobbled it all up into my mouth one after the other. And then they would push out their whipped cream and it was just as tasty as Santa's peppermint whipped cream. It was so fun. I was so full too. I had so much cream. One year, that was last year when I was 10 years old. Oh, Santa said he had the biggest surprise he's ever had. Oh my God, it was so amazing. So he said that since I was 10 years old, I was ready to play reindeer games. So we brought Rudolph inside of our house. And it's okay because mommy put this big, big, big tarp so it wouldn't ruin the floor. So we brought in the reindeer and it didn't look like a reindeer from the books and movies, but I've learned from all these years that things aren't like they are on books and movies. And honestly, I think it's because people don't, they make up stories about Santa. Like I'm one of the special girls that knows the real Santa. And you know, another thing is that They tell me that I can't remember all the things that happen because, you know, that's the way it's supposed to work. And if I were to tell everyone what the real Santa does, then it would ruin his magic. And I don't want that to happen. So I just pretend I don't remember it, but I do. I remember every single year with Santa, but I just keep it a surprise because I'm a good girl. And I just want to be the best Santa's girl. So that's what I do. So anyways, Santa brought a reindeer in. And it really just honestly looked like a pony with like fake antlers on there and a fake red nose. But I didn't say anything. I thought that was real Rudolph and that the movies and books were wrong. And so Santa said that. Oh, it was so exciting that Rudolph likes to play reindeer games with good little girls and boys. And all I had to do was get on the coffee table and look like a kitty cat. So that's what I did. And then Santa said that Rudolph has a special magical wand. And I couldn't believe it. So he said that I had to suck. Like I do with his magical wand, I have to suck the magic from it. And so I was so excited because I love Rudolph. And so it came over to me and I sucked it. It was so huge. It was like, oh, I don't know, like 5 times the size of Santa's magical wand. And it just went into my mouth. It tasted so much different. But I took Rudolph's magical wand right in my mouth and everyone was so proud. Daddy was filming like he always does. And then they said that Rudolph has an even better magical whipped cream treat. And I thought, oh yes, please give me that whipped cream treat. And so they said that Rudolph had to get behind me and use my magical hole. So that's what he did. And it was kind of crazy. Like, it felt like Rudolph was going to push me off the table, but Santa had strapped me down with his magical straps, and I just wanted to make Santa happy, so I took it, and I took it so deep. I mean, that thing was so huge, but I did, and let me tell you, oh my goodness, when Rudolph, when he pushed his magical cream into me, it went everywhere. It was so big. It was dripping all over me. And I love that. I love the cream. So when Rudolph was done pushing his wand into me, and he really pushed it inside of me, I tried to be a very big girl and take it. I got scared some, but Santa came over and made it all better. He did. He even put his magical wand inside my mouth to tell me that would help me take Rudolph's big magical wand. And it really did. It did. I was able to scream onto Santa's magical wand and it gave me more whipped cream in my mouth. It was so great. But when Rudolph pushed all his magical cream, it was everywhere. It was dripping down my legs. And they made me turn over on my back. And then Mommy and all of the elves helped me be covered in the cream. It was so much reindeer cream that it practically covered my whole body. They were just scooping it out and pushing it all over me. And I was the happiest girl ever. And they put some in my mouth and it did taste different than Santa's whipped cream and the elves, but it was still very tasty. And I love to play reindeer games. I really do. Oh, and one year, Santa, and he comes most years, but not all. And I'm kind of glad because Santa likes to bring his friend Frosty the snowman, and he's kind of mean, but he's Santa's friend, so I just act like a good girl like I'm supposed to, but Frosty comes in and he's actually, you know, transformed into his human form. So he just looks like a, you know, a man like my daddy. And I don't know. He's just like, he's just more mean than Santa. Like he likes to like put his hand around my neck and tell me that I'm a naughty girl, but I'm not a naughty girl. Oh, and he puts his carrot nose all the way inside my back magical hole while he puts his magical snowman wand inside my other hole. And it's really intense. It's a lot to take, but I take it because it always makes Santa very, very happy. And he always comes over and waves his magical wand over me, which I love, and gives me more whipped cream and pushes it into my mouth, of course, while Frosty the Snowman does his things. But yeah, Frosty the Snowman, he's just more rough than the other elves and Santa, but it's fine. I just take it, and you know, it's good to be filled with magic. It makes me a better girl. By the time that all of Santa's friends and Santa is done with their magical games and all of that, all of the presents and stuff, I'm always so tired. I usually sleep the whole day of Christmas Day because I had so much fun with Santa, and Mommy and Daddy are fine with that. They tell me I should sleep, and but it's the best Christmas ever. The best ever, I'm telling you. I wish all the boys and girls in my class knew how special the real Santa is. Like, I feel sad for them that their mommy and daddy have to pretend and you know, give them presents and do all the things that the kids say. But I don't know. I'm just thankful that I know the real Santa. And I'm thankful that he thinks I'm a very good girl because I know how good I am because Santa proves it to me time and time again with his special milk. And every year I just can't wait for Christmas. And I prove that to Santa in my special Santa camera. And I forgot to tell you that sometimes I can hear Santa talk to me back on the camera. I love when he does that. He'll tell me what to do, and he'll tell me I'm a good girl, and he'll tell me what toys to use, and I'm always a very good girl. And listen, he likes when I try to act like a kitty cat because he says I get really, really excited and silly, and I do. I just love having my little tail in and my little a collar like a little kitty. I love it. So I can't wait. I can't wait for Christmas because I think that Santa's going to have lots more games for me because now I'm 11 years old. I'm getting to be a very, very big girl. Oh, and Santa said that when I get to be 11 or even 12, that it'll be important that his whipped cream and his milk gets inside of me because it'll create something special and magical. So I can't wait. I hope it's this year when I'm 11. Oh, I can't wait.